I want to tell you something, and that is operating a food company has been one of the most challenging endeavors of my life. From innovating products that we want to land at the intersection of taste and nutrition, to wrestling with supply chain issues and managing inventory, I have had more sleepless nights in the past 3 years than I have in the last 30, including the 12 when I was a firefighter. But no one tells you that food is hard. But I also want to say, it's because of each of you that we continue to get in the trenches day after day after day. It's in our core values to keep at it, knowing that we are filling a giant void in the market with products that you can't find anywhere else. And this makes it easier for us to climb out of bed each day. I want to thank you for your patience. We are anxiously awaiting the return of our organic pancake and waffle mixes, and we're excited to announce that our Plant Strong milks will be available online later this week, followed soon thereafter by the return of our exciting new burger mixes. Our goal is to be your reliable and trustworthy partner for all things Plant Strong, allowing you to stock up on healthy meals that you can make and enjoy in minutes while still managing your busy lives. I appreciate each and every one of you and want you to know that the effort will be worth it once more brands start to care about the integrity of the nutrition that they're putting into their products. Thank you so much for your support, and please stay tuned for exciting updates at PlantStrong.com. I'm Rip Esselstyn, and you're listening to the Plant Strong Podcast. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year to you, and welcome to this special Plant Strong Podcast episode. I realize that many of you around the world are exploring and embracing the goodness of whole plant-based foods, and good on you. This is fabulous. Perhaps you're motivated by many health benefits, or you're eating more plants for social, environmental, or compassion reasons. Regardless, at Plant Strong, we welcome you wherever you are on your journey, and our goal is to provide you with all the resources that you need to help you on your path. Now, that's why over the next few days, I'll be recording a few mini episodes to help you with mindset, motivation, education, and tools to help make this as simple and impactful as possible. Before I get started, let me explain what I mean by a plant-strong diet. I'm talking about embracing a diet that's rich in fruits, vegetables, all kinds of beans, legumes, lentils, and whole grains, while simultaneously crowding out animal products like meat, seafood, dairy, and eggs. In addition, I want to urge you to eliminate processed oils and cut back on excessive salt and sugar intake. Now, the benefits of adopting a whole food plant-based lifestyle are beyond profound. Not only does it support weight management and boost your energy levels, it also reduces your risk of chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, and a certain number of cancers. A plant-strong diet is not just about what you eliminate, it's about embracing vibrant, nutrient-rich foods that are going to nourish your body from the inside out. I like to call these strong foods, and at Plant Strong, we're all about the strong. We talked about this yesterday, but I want you to repeat it with me again. Don't drink your calories. So what is left to drink then? Here's a hint. It's colorless, odorless, transparent, and it's the most important liquid in the entire universe. I'm talking about water. Not vitamin water, not coconut water, not fruit water, or any other flavored calorie-infested stuff. Just plain old water. Not drinking enough of it has been linked to bone fractures, heart disease, lung conditions, kidney stones, colon cancer, urinary tract infections, constipation, cavities, compromised immune systems. I could go on for pages and pages, but I'm not. Drink more water. A Harvard University study of nearly 50,000 men found that the risk of this painful and deadly condition drops by 7% for every cup of water that you drink. What am I talking about? Heart attacks. Drink more water. The Adventist Health Study, which followed more than 20,000 people, determined that people who drink 5 or more glasses of water per day have half the risk of dying from heart disease compared to people who drink 2 glasses or less. Drink water and drink it often. The beauty of a plant-strong diet is that so many of our favorite foods are already naturally brimming with luscious water. Load up on strawberries. For instance, they're 92% water, which, along with their high fiber content, is why they're so satiating. A serving of strawberries supplies you with 136 grams of water. Meanwhile, a single apple packs in 116 grams of water, and a small serving of broccoli delivers 40 grams of water. In addition to lots of yummy fruits and veggies, you should drink a minimum of 6 cups of water per day, up to 11 cups if you exercise frequently. Remember, the human body is 70% water, and you need to keep it that way. Most fruits and veggies are between 80 to 95% water, so when you eat healthy, you're also drinking healthy. Also, did you know that your brain is 75% water? If you don't drink enough water, your brain actually begins to shrink. Now, that may explain why your mental performance diminishes along with your athletic performance if you haven't been guzzling enough of the good stuff. So keep chugging that water to keep your brain chugging along at peak performance. Cold water is best. It gets absorbed into your bloodstream 20% faster than warm water. And one of the first signs of dehydration can be a slight headache. Think of it as your brain's way of telling you, hey, I'm shrinking up here, man. Drink some water. Yeah, you say you hear all this, but you wonder, doesn't water get a little, well, boring after a while? Myself, I don't think so, but sure, there are some great plant-strong ways to add a little flavor to life's elixir. Take a lemon wedge, lime wedge, orange wedge, or slices of cucumber and add them to your glass of water for a nice little flavor boost. Try making spa water by putting fruit, cucumber, lemon, or lemon slices in a pitcher of water and put it overnight in the fridge. Or why not combine water with one of the most antioxidant-packed, cancer-fighting plants out there? Yep, I'm talking about tea. Black, green, and white tea all come from the same thing. The tea plant may be one of the most badass plants on the face of the planet. How? Let's start with cancer prevention. Researchers have noticed that women living in Asia are up to 5 times less likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer compared to American women. And the leading theory is that in addition to eating more plants, there are advantages due to the consumption of green tea, a staple of many Asian diets. Green tea, made from unfermented leaves of the tea plant, has been associated with as much as a 30% reduced risk of breast cancer. Tea leaves are extremely rich in antioxidants, especially polyphenols, which act like seek and destroy missiles for free radicals in your bloodstream. In addition to breast cancer prevention, drinking tea has been found to protect against ovarian and endometrial cancer, diabetes, and seasonal allergies. Help lower your cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, and body fat. And help protect your brain against stroke and dementia. But the party doesn't stop with the almighty tea plant. Herbal tea, which comes from any plant other than the tea plant, can also have amazing health benefits. Let's take hibiscus tea, for example. It's derived from the beautiful hibiscus flower and has a nice, tart, cranberry flavor. Now, don't let that innocent-looking little flower fool you, though. A study published in the nutritional journal ranked hibiscus tea number 1 in total antioxidant content of all 280 beverages examined. In addition to anti-cancer effects, hibiscus tea has been found to be extremely effective against high blood pressure. A study out of Tufts University found that simply drinking a cup of hibiscus tea at each meal could drop systolic blood pressure by 6 points. Moreover, 2 cups of hibiscus tea in the morning was found to be just as effective at lowering blood pressure as a twice daily 25 milligram dose of the leading antihypertensive drug, captopril, and of course, without any of the nasty side effects. Remember, when you drink your calories instead of eating them, you're not taking any pleasure in your food. You can down a cherry Coke in 20 seconds. How boring. Instead, take 20 minutes and savor your tea. Instead of drinking your calories, eat your calories. It's a lot more fun, nutritious, and natural. Thanks so much for following along, and feel free to reach out to us with any questions that you have. I've got the links to our Facebook page and Instagram channel linked up in the show notes. We're here to help. Thanks for listening. Always keep it planned strong and start reaching for that tea and that water.